And we'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air. He's from the LaPorte County Symphony. You've heard him many times before. The executive director, Tim King. And he's going to tell you about some of the things that are coming up that are important, their next concert, and maybe a little projection into what's coming up for the rest of the season. Tim, welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you. Thank you. It's always a pleasure. Well, we our next concert is going to be Saturday, February the 11th. This is a new concert for us. We've added a subscription concert in our series for the 50th anniversary, and this is the new concert. So it will be Saturday, February the 11th at the new LaPorte High School Performing Arts Center. Well, it's 3 years old, but to us it's new because we've been trying to get in there for 3 years to play. And so what we have done is Carolyn Watson, our music director, has invited the LaPorte High School Orchestra as well as their wind ensemble, who will join us for the second half of the program. So we will, the LCSO will perform the first half of the program, and then the students from the orchestra and the wind ensemble will be side by side with the performances by Berlioz's Hungarian March, Sibelius's Finlandia, and an encore there. So it looks like we're going to have about 100 people on stage. Wow. At that point. This hall holds just shy of 900 people. It has a floor that seats about close to 400, and then the balcony seats about close to 500. It's very easy to get to, and lots of nice parking. You don't have to worry about that. You can get the tickets on our website at lcso.net, or people can go to Roxy Music on Lincoln Way in LaPorte and get tickets, or they probably can get tickets the evening of. We do anticipate a very nice crowd for this concert. In addition to our subscribers and single ticket buyers, of course, we'll be having several parents, as you can imagine, and grandparents and family members. When you have 50 extra people that are going to be on stage with you, we're going to have probably quite a few purchases there for the tickets. So I do encourage people to get those in advance if they can. We might not have that many on the night of to sell, but we're excited about it. We've always had a good relationship with LaPorte High School. They've been very kind to us in loaning us their band room, or Tuesday night rehearsals, as well as some of their percussion equipment. And so this is going to be a really nice way of sort of us saying thank you to them, and involving them and giving them some more publicity for their programs.
Excellent. Well, you have something else coming up pretty soon, and it's the auditions for something special the LaPorte County Symphony does.
We do. We will have Hoosier Star auditions. It just seems like Hoosier Star is kind of a year-round thing these days. But the auditions are going to be March the 18th and 19th. That's a Saturday and a Sunday. We will put the information up on our website by February the 1st. It's not on there yet, but we're preparing the press release. The audition applications, all this sort of thing, will be an online reservation. We do, as I've said before, we have two categories. We have a youth category that's 17 and under and an adult category that's 18 and over. We will have audition judges that will choose five in each of those categories. And we've had anywhere from 60 to 90 people per year that audition for this. And the good thing is, if you've been a finalist in the past but have not placed, you can audition again. So we're also starting to see getting more people out in the state. It's not just become a LaPorte or a Porter or a Lake County sort of thing. Terre Haute, Fort Wayne. So we're getting people that are down in New Albany, Indiana. They're across the river from Louisville. So we're getting people around the state that are starting to notice. And as I've said before, it's a $1,000 prize for the winners in both those categories. But as each of the finalists will tell you, that's really not the prize. The prize is being able to sing with a live orchestra. So we really have 10 winners and all that. So we'll have those auditions on the 18th and 19th. And as soon as we get those up, we do encourage people to go on, because if you're the first one to sign up for your audition, you get a better chance of the time of day that you wish to audition. So if you're a singer, you really don't want to audition at 9 o'clock in the morning. You really want to audition at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So you get the choices there if you're earlier as opposed to being later.
And you as a vocalist would really know that too, because
yes, as someone who had church position for years and years and years, woo, to get up early in the morning and try to sing a Messiah at 9 a.m. in the morning is not the easiest thing to do in the world. So early we'll give you some choices there.
You have some other things coming up too, and we're going to come back and have you on for these, but you have a couple other events coming down the road.
We do. Before Hoosier Star, we have a classical concert that we're going to be doing at the Holcraft Center in Michigan City with pianist Michael Chertok. And all people need to do is go to michaelchertok.com. He's a fantastic pianist. He's one of these guys, he's going to play the Prokofiev Piano Concerto No. 1, but the night before, he's going to play a reception for some of our donors. And he's one of these people, he's kind of like a Marvin Hamlisch, where, you know, sing me a few notes and I'll make you a song. Or what key do you want that song in? I've never seen someone who plays the classical end and that can play that end as well as he does. And he's just a great guy. And then our last concert is going to be April the 22nd. And boy, that's going to be a real blowout. Not only do we have the Purdue Varsity Glee Club, we're also going to be having the Texas Tenors. So the Glee Club's going to be on the first half with the orchestra, and the Texas Tenors are going to be on the second half of the orchestra. And you can get those tickets. All of these tickets are on sale on our website. So you can go to the website at lcso.net and get these tickets.
Fabulous.
Yeah. And your ticket pricing is really very reasonable.
It is. I think it is anyway. It's $22 and for adults, $20 for seniors. Students with a valid ID get in for free. Now, the last concert will not be the same. We're selling individual tickets for that on the website. So you can go to the website, pick out your seat, and we have everything from 35 to 25. And we will not have free student admission on that one, unfortunately, because we just know that we're going to be able to sell pretty much all the seats in the hall. And that will be the last concert before they put in new seating and air conditioning at the Civic Auditorium.
Oh, my gosh.
So we're excited about that, because the Hoosier Star will be air conditioned next year.
That'll be a big upgrade.
Oh, you have no idea.
Well, we appreciate you coming on Art in the Air Spotlight, the side-by-side concert with the LaPorte County School Orchestra and Wind Ensemble. It is February 11th, and you can get the information there at lcso.net. Tim, thank you so much for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight.
You're welcome. Thanks for the invitation.
Always wonderful, Tim. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And a Spotlight Extra, Manifesting the Unseen, new work by Edwin Shelton, is running through March 9th at Indiana University Northwest School of Arts Gallery. On both February 12th and 19th, there will be a special viewing with the artist present in the gallery. Art on the Air Spotlight and the full one-hour Art on the Air program on Lakeshore Public Radio is brought to you by Macaulay Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.